Hi boys, welcome to episode 27 of Sitting on the Fence. Connor, mate, how's your week been?
Good. The nights are getting brighter. That's
when you can tell the flat racing's on.
7 o'clock and it's still pretty bright outside, regardless of the rain.
Yeah.
We're going to Kempton on Saturday, so
yes,
not a long way now. We're on Thursday evening. And yeah.
That's it.
I'm asking to message Connor actually. As you get going.
Oh,
you're
messaging the jockeys.
Yeah, I'm
Show me the message when you're finished. So basically we're going to Kempton on Saturday. We've got 3 races at Kempton, 2 tip, as well as we've got 4 races at Kelso. We've also got the Kentucky. This confused me when we've just been to the pub, and Connor was trying to tell me that at Chelmsford there is a Kentucky Derby trial, and if you win it, you're just straight in it.
Yeah.
Why Chelmsford is the question. Like, why wouldn't it be at somewhere like, I don't know, York, where it's like more prestigious?
I don't know the answer to that.
Chelmsford really baffled me.
I'm 99% certain it is that race. I think Bold Act won it last year, I think. So yeah, it's a strange one, but good incentive, but not many who run it end up going. So,
yeah.
But good race all the same. Ryan Moore's going to be riding it.
Yeah, he's riding the Catchalot, who's a favourite. Had a ride in about 200 days, that one, so could be interesting. It's not the horse I've picked, but we'll get onto that in a little bit. So, do you know what, mate?
I never asked you, actually, when we did the last pod. What do you think of Market Raisin?
Oh, brilliant. Really, really good. Really, really good meet that. It's not just the fact that it's close, but it's got everything. It's got the view. It's got
one of the best race courses in the UK, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been telling you about it for ages, haven't I?
You have. The facilities around it is brilliant.
I can't remember if we talked about last time the hurdle situation.
No, we didn't.
Did we not?
No, we didn't. Before we start with that, though, can we... We'll get on to quite the sad news first.
Yeah.
We just recently found out that... bless him. Stefano Cerci has passed away in Australia. After it was really bad fall about 3 weeks ago.
Three or four weeks,
and
you weren't aware of it actually, was you?
I really wasn't aware. So this news did come as a massive, massive shock to me. And it really did hit home because he is the same age as us.
Yeah.
Same age as me. You're a bit younger, aren't you, Connor?
22,
you're 22. And it's seeing someone born in 2001 pass away so soon, it's really, really upsetting.
Doing something he loved as well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Owen Walsh was doing an interview.
I'm sure that would have been a pleasure for him as well, riding in Australia throughout the summer, throughout the winter.
He wanted to do it.
Yeah, and just shows, I was talking to Dad about it actually, just shows what these jockeys do sometimes we take for granted, give every day. Because you'll be like to Graham Lee as well.
Yeah. It can happen so suddenly, so easily. And it was just really, really upsetting news. It was made it quite a really bad week. For racing fans, especially me. He's a really good jockey as well. He had a massive future ahead of him, and it's just been cut so short. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers go out to his family and himself. And we never want to wish it on anyone, do we?
No matter what age any jockey is. And like I say, sometimes when you're on the end of a bad loser or whatever, you sometimes forget just what they give.
Yeah.
And it brings you back to the likes of David Maxwell riding the National. We're all aware he's a multimillionaire. We're all aware that he's doing it because he loves it. But they're doing it for what they love.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And he was doing it what he loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll move on from that. So, rest in peace to Stefano. Be a massive miss in the sport as well. He's was a very bright lad, and he would have gone on to do amazing things. But let's move on before this podcast gets any more sad. So Market Raisin, new hurdle situation. I think
the plan's good for a start.
Very good, very Aston. Very good. Yeah. Before you even get to the race course, you've got to try the Aston Arms. What a pint! And ask for a Foster's. People laugh and people don't believe, but
you
they'll
one
join.
Of them.
And I was one of them. I was like, a pint of Foster's cannot be elite. And we've just had 2 pints of Cruz Campo in our local.
I've been going for ages. Ages.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this Foster's is different.
I make it a fact, mission, anytime in the vicinity to go there.
Yeah.
Just for this one pint.
Yeah.
And it's,
You've just got to try it. There's no words to say how good and crisp. I think that's the right word, crisp.
It's got the right bitterness and everything about it. It's
yeah.
Got
and we had it in a plastic cup and it was all one of the best pints.
Oh, yeah. It knocked 10% off it being in a plastic cup, but even then it was still like...
I'm not one to drink beer all day, but I could drink that all night.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
But no, Market Raisin, brilliant race course. We were talking about the hurdle situation. So you know more about that, Connor. I'll let you take the floor with this one.
Yeah, the Jockey Club on April 1st put a statement out through basically Ollie Murphy, some of his horses and the likes of Sean Bowen had been at the race course to test putting the hurdle, the final hurdle, over the finishing line. And apparently, well, that's what they're doing. The first meet they're doing it is on April 10th, so a few days away, really.
Mm.
And to me personally, it seems stupid. I mean, you've now been to Market Raisin. The whole, not all of it, but a big part of why I like it so much is because it's got them big three hurdles and fences.
Very close to each other.
On the home straight. And they come thick and fast. Mm. And it changes everything.
Yeah.
That's why I like it so much. One of the reasons why. And I just think, you know, you could fall over the line or fall over the hurdle and still win.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to change anything unless the horse really steps off it.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, I don't know. I think it's taking a bit of something.
It's taking the fizz out of it.
I'll have to go and witness it myself, but I can't see it being a good decision. I can't see it being somewhere that happens at, like, I don't know, Newbury or Aintree or wherever.
Yeah.
I just can't see it.
No, I can't either, unfortunately.
Strange decision, but I'll go see it and I'll go see what I think. Surely most of them is going to win the last hurdle. It's just the hurdles, not the fences, as of yet. But I can't see it, you know, like I said, unless something's really stepped off it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's been any different, really. And in fact, it'll just take away because listen, the hurdles come so thick and fast at Raisin.
Yeah.
In the straight. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it will make things a bit more interesting, 100%. Yeah. But I like how it is. It's like you said, it was very close.
The beauty of Raisin is like that Green Dory that we backed. I mean, it just flew over the last three fences.
It flew the whole way around.
Yeah, but like it just made it look so much better than it probably was. Because you winged every fence in the home straight.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do at Market Raisin because they do come really quick.
Yeah, 100%. That was an impressive win as well. But we spoke about that on the last podcast. Won very impressively.
It's so good though there because even though you got them three fences in the home straight, there's still a decent running.
Mm.
And that's, I don't know, but we'll see. Bit of strange news.
We'll see that next week, won't we? So, let's get straight into the tips. So we'll start off at Kempton. Let's get the old weather out of the way first. So the 205 at Kempton, I'll let you take the floor, mate. Who are you backing? Oh, who's your tip?
I hadn't grown up, actually.
Right. Do you want me to start with mine?
I do know mine anyway. It's Mystic Pearl.
Mystic Pearl.
Yeah. I've been quite a fan of this horse for a good while now, since last season. And to be honest, she's probably threatened to be better than she's turned out to be, but she's still of the age where improvement could easily come.
Yeah.
So, I just think there's like a 4-1 favourite, 92 favourite sort of thing. She's 13-2 now. First time cheap piece to wake her up. Kieran Fallon on board, who is, I think he's a brilliant jockey, actually.
He's getting on a bit now, isn't he?
Kieran, no, it's his lad.
Oh, is it his lad? Oh, yeah.
It's his lad.
Kieran, not Kieran. Yeah.
Yeah, it's his lad. But definitely she's got a big chance in here. I don't know about Starlight, really. But, I think she's got a decent chance. And the Joseph O'Brien horse... There's a big chance, really, coming over here for this race.
Yeah.
Buick booked as well, which is significant.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of difference, especially with Buick. Some jockey. I will go with a bit of an each-way shout on this one. Again, I like to go big prices on the all-weather. And this is no different. I'm going with the Nola Grey each way. The ride of Rowan Scott. Won last time out. I mean, won last two times out, actually. And raced only 3 weeks ago. Won 2.5 lengths at a class 4. Now I understand this is a class 1 massive it's a listed race, so it's a massive step up. All of his running pretty much have been on the all weather, so no stranger. Only four as well, so a lot of progression in this horse. And drawn out stall two as well, it's gonna. If this one gets it again, I feel like a broken record, but getting off to a good start here, and she's one for beating, especially out in front. But I'm happy with them two wins recently at Southwell and at Wolverhampton. Both just as good as each other, so one at a class three and one at a class four. So we'll just have to wait and see on this one, but I'm quite confident of the place.
Yeah, the thing is, the Mystic Pearl, she only run the Oliver once and come second, so you have a bit of confidence there. And also with Mystic Pearl, she has been running in Dubai.
Yeah.
Probably a bit out of a grade there in Group 2 class, but yeah, she's, Group 2 class is a good Group 2 grade, let's say, is a good form line for listed races, isn't it? So
yeah.
Yeah, you can see why she's pretty strong. But the only problem is stall 8, I think.
Yeah, could be a bit of a hindrance, especially around Kempton as well. I'm going to go to the next race at Kempton, which is the 240. I am going to go with... Actually, I went first. Oh, no. Do you go first or I go first?
I went first in the end.
All right, I'll go with the next one. I'll go with Old Peculiar, the ride of David Probert. Rated 88, which is kind of a bit harsh on this one. Done all of it. All of its winning on the all-weather. Seven runs, three wins. Picking up about $30,000 in prize money. Five-year-old, so very lightly raced as a five-year-old. Done a lot of running over in Ireland. And as of late, been very, very, very consistent. Second, first, second over in Dundalk. Not really picked up any sort of performances outside of Dundalk, which is a bit of a worry. Got second at Lingfield last time out. Sorry, do apologise. So maybe form's just on this side with this one. I wouldn't mind actually backing him to win. But the only sort of thing I'd say about that is, like you said in the last race, stall 13. I don't know about that one. But again, off to a good start. This one's more of a midfield runner. And it's only raced 36 days ago. So definitely fresh. And an offer winnable mark here.
Yeah, I've gone for Cannon Park, very unexposed, just the three runs, but done it on all weather. He's entered for the meeting, the Guineas meeting. So yeah, I've gone for him, drawn in two, James Owen, and for him to enter him for that race, lightly race for a four-year-old here, and he had the three runs, won both for the last time. Bit of a step up, but I'm willing to take the chance at 12-1 with him. So yeah, I just think, he was previously owned by Godolphin as well, so...
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with him, and he's... Aidan Keeler takes three off, so that's 8 stone 7 he has to carry. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him. I think he's got a decent chance, 12-1. Probably play him each way.
Yeah, probably in each way, shout that one. I'm just going to go with Old Peculiar, just because of the recent form. Cannot be ignored. Second, first, second, so... Listen, it's your weather. Anything can happen. You know how quick it can change in the old weather. It can change within one race.
Yeah, I've just gone for an unexposed one, drawn well, you know, welterweight. Done it on the old weather before. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him, I think.
Yes.
I know I am.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... So, we're going to the next race at Kempton. This is the last race at Kempton we're going to tip. I'm going to go with James Owen, Aidan Keighley again. I'm going favourite. I'm going to go for Sweet Fantasy. I think 10-3, a brilliant price you can get. You won't get 10-3 on the day, I can tell you that for a fact. Done most of its running recently over hurdles. Coming from Rafe Beckett to James Owen. Won both times on hurdles. Rated at 126 at the Racing Post, believe, on the hurdles. So if we can carry any sort of form from the hurdles to the flats, this one will not be beat.
Yeah, I also like Sweet Fantasy as well. 10-3 now, been backed in. I fancied him when he entered at Musselburgh last weekend, and I still fancy him now. But I'm not 100% sold on him. I think he's definitely better than 87 anywhere in the flat.
I completely think he is.
But I'm going to go for Tritonic here. Highly, highly tried, but only really done it once in the all weather. Didn't do too much that day, but 97 is dangerous. He's dangerous on that mark. So yeah,
as well as Holy Girl as well. She's always dangerous.
Yeah, so I just think he's got a decent chance. I know it's still 13, but over 2 mile, plenty can change.
Yeah. Obviously, Sweet Fantasy will get the mayor's allowance as well. So that will play into her favour a lot. Drawn in store 7 as well, so not the worst, not the best. Definitely middle of the pack. Tritonic, drawn out of stall 13. That must be a worry for you.
Not a 2 mile in.
No?
No, if somebody can change over 2 mile, it's... We know we'll stay. I'm not really bothered about it. I'm only really bothered about it up to the mile.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm not as bothered as I would be. What are these dogs barking at? Should we come back in a minute?
Yeah, we'll come back in a minute, yeah.
All right, we're back.
Dogs going
absolutely mental. The dogs are going absolutely mental. God knows I can't stop them, but...
Yeah.
They're scrapping.
Doing a bit. Right, so we go on to the first race at Kelso. I can still hear them in the background. We're going to go with... you go first, mate. You go first.
Yeah, big mention to Major Fortune, really. On for the six-timer. It's come from nowhere. Now rated 112. Probably not the ceiling of his ability, actually. So, could be a decent bet at 5-2 for an Acuras or something. He's got to find his ceiling somewhere, but I'm not sure it's just yet. But I think my each-way play would be Major Dragon. Imagine a dragon, sorry. Yeah. Only win at Kelso on soft ground. So, yeah, he's rated 110 today, now 117, but... I just think he's probably got a bit more to give. Sandy Thompson's pretty good around Kelso as well. Struggling to find a real strong fancy in this one, actually. Mm. The favourite is the right favourite. So, yeah. I mean, I like the looks of, like, Flau.
Favour. Is it number 7?
Yeah.
Big, your favourite, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big price, though. So, hard to back in, but he's not bad around Kelso. So, yeah. On to you, really.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Irish Raider on this one. I'm going to go with Ailey Rose. Brilliant form coming over to the UK. One last time out of air in absolutely boggy conditions doesn't even suit what I was about to say. It's just like running through soup, running through clam chowder. Last win in Ireland came at Fairy House on yielding to soft ground. Will be probably soft there up in Kelso, as you probably imagine. Won at L as well in 2022. So really like Scotland for some reason. I can't understand why. As well as JJ Slevin booked as well. That's got to mean something. Coming over to England to ride. And JJ Slevin, we all know he's a good jockey. Very, very good jockey. But I just really like the form of this horse, where every time, I think three of his four wins have actually come from Scotland. So I'm really liking my chances with this one, and I'm not even going to hesitate to have a backing on that. Definitely each way. Could even probably argue on the nose, but rated at 136 as well. The class is there. She needs to show it. So she'll have a bit of a mare's allowance as well. So I'm happy. I'm very happy with that one. We'll go on to 225 at Kelso, I believe. I've just got rid of my notes. You've got yours.
Anyway, you go. 225 Kelso. I've just gone straight in North Parade.
North Parade.
Yeah, on the up, this horse. On the up. And if you thought 114 might not be a ceiling, then William Maggs takes 7 off, and he's a decent claimer.
He's a good claimer.
He's a decent claimer. So back down to where I really want to be, I think 7-1, just a decent price, really. You know, revitalised his horse of late, really.
Yeah.
Comes on soft. So, yeah, I mean, 103 was last winning mark, 114 now. Take the 7 off, though. He ran well off 113, come second last time at Haydock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with him. Seems like a decent play, actually, and I can see why William Maggs is booked.
Yeah. Again, this is kind of a bit of a trend on this one. I'm going to go each way on Singapore Trip. Very nice gelding, especially over in France. Last win came from France, actually, in 2022 at Fontainebleau. Came off as favourite that day. Not one you probably look at and think, yeah, that's on for a winner, but... coming over to England, it's only had 4 runs in England. Weatherby, Newcastle, Weatherby and Catterick. Gone to Mickey Hammond Yard, which Connor knows how much I'm a massive fan of Mickey Hammond. Done all right, actually, in England. Didn't start off the group best at 8th at Weatherby in really heavy conditions. Did better on the good ground at Newcastle at 3rd at a big price there, 20-1. Weatherby again 3rd at 10-1. And then Catterick again heavy ground at 4th at 9-2. I think Brian Hughes was booked last time as well. Oh no, it wasn't. Connor O'Farrell. But the main reason I'm back in this one is because we know Brian Hughes is mustard at these sort of tracks.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning for this race that Brian Hughes was originally booked for Alton Return, his usual mount.
Yeah.
He's the usual rider for this horse. And I also think Alton Return's got a decent each-way chance at 10-1. It's hard to ignore him.
Hard to ignore him, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to. I know he's top weight, but yeah, she definitely has a chance, really. And this also won me a few quid in the past. And on a day, she can definitely show up. So, yeah, Jamie Hamilton on board this time. Definitely worth an each way, I think. I know it's only 2-1 for your place value, but you know she's probably going to be in the frame.
Yeah, 100%. A very good horse, and I'm surprised Brian Hughes gone for Singapore Trip. But, like saying that, Singapore Trip, very nice horse in the making there. A6. So, coming into his prime. So, wouldn't be too mind him backing him. Go on to the next race then, going 3 o'clock. I'm going with another Irish raider. I'm just going to the outsider here. There's a lot of fancies you can have in this race. You can make a case for absolutely every single one of them. But again, I'm going to go with the Simon Munier and Isaac Suede horse, Bally Coos. Won last time out at Ayr, again at heavy ground. If I kind of want this horse to win, the heavens need to open. Seems to do all its winning on the heavy ground and the soft ground. Loves the thick stuff. They love bringing it over here for some reason.
That's Crawford though, isn't it?
Yeah, Crawford loves bringing them over here. Trying to get a tune out of them. Races at least once a month. So, again, there's not much value you can actually get in this race, I don't think. So I'm going with the most value I can get in it. I'm just going with the outsider on this one.
I'm just
going
to go course specialist. Deep ground specialist Elvis Mail 72.
Stays all day, doesn't he?
Just that simple fact. He's a Kelso specialist, and say Bruce Lynn takes the 3 off, and he just heavy ground round here. That's just him. That is just him all day.
Yeah, I mean 2022. You're looking at four runs in 3 months, all at Kelso. Then you look at 3 runs at Ayr after that in 2022, and then you go to the Aintree at the 3rd of December.
Yeah, so, but does he know has to have a big mention as well, because what he did at Doncaster in the soup. Everyone must have been watching that race, really.
Yeah.
I know Riders of Stone come second, and you can sort of make your own mind up on him, but it was a good win nonetheless.
Yeah.
So at the age of 9, these are all knocking on a bit. I think the favourite is the right favourite, but I'm not so certain he'll win.
Hmm.
Especially against someone on home soil. So yeah, that's all I've got to say about that, really.
And you know
tricky
what?
Race, even though it's a
very, very field. Tricky race. That's why I've just gone for the outside.
You know,
it's
a short field. It's a tricky race to really get to grips with.
And you know what? Next race, I'm not even budging. I'm going to go with, again, Sam Mooney and Isaac Suede's ride. He's got 2 in this one. 7-2 favourite, Brucio, and my pick, which is Lily de Burleigh. Really nice horse, this one. Racing post rated really highly at 1.32. Not quite that rating yet in the official ratings at 1.16, but really do like this horse. She's a good type. Last won at Leopardstown in 2022 on this similar sort of ground as to what it's expected to be. Again, bringing it over from Ireland to Catterick, comes second. Got beat by Sweet Fantasy, funnily enough, that day. So Sweet Fantasy, well backed actually, on the flat, I think. But you can never count this sort of horse out of a race. And at 13-2, brilliant price. Brucio is probably the better horse, but I just think Lily de Burleigh, really, really nice. And they're both really nice horses. We saw Brucio at Doncaster, I believe, not too long ago. And got brought down at Kelso. I remember that. Got brought down at Kelso, unfortunately. Probably she should have won that race, I think. But we'll suit this ground, and I'll tell you what, even if you want a cheeky each way, I think you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, I really like Brito as well. What she did at Leopardstown not long back, in the big handicap there. So yeah, I think she's just the form horse in the race really, and I think she'll just be too good for these.
Yeah.
But I don't really have much more to say about this race. I mean,
I don't.
Yeah, I think she's just going to be far the best, and 72 is a decent price as well.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more with that one.
Not ITV, but the next race at Kelso, I would like Bertie's Ballet. I liked him the last time. I also ran Kelso. Thought he ran well, had trouble in the race. But yeah, I'd definitely be on his side again.
I've had another look to that race, I can't comment. So.
Yeah, no, definitely another Crawford horse. He's bringing over the squadron for this meeting. But no, I definitely do like Bertie's Ballet.
Yeah. Let's go to Chelmsford then. Let's go to Chelmsford. A race course which we don't like backing at. Oh, that being said.
I did back the winner last year's race.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the race being on, but obviously it was about the winner. Well, this is going to be the Kentucky Derby trial. I'm going with a familiar name to, I think, last week's podcast or week before. I'm going to go with Orn. Quite disappointing, actually, third place. Coming third behind Cuban Tiger, who's actually in this race. Three lengths beat, so pretty much well beat. But I think the difference being here, first time GPs, is might get this one concentrating a little bit more. The tight track possibly might suit on. Obviously, we all know that Newcastle's a bit wider, very much wider. You need the look of the draw. Drawn in stall 8, not ideal, but I think with these first-time cheap pieces, I think it can make all the difference. It's a cult.
Yeah, I also like Orn as well, first-time cheap pieces. Thought he ran okay last time. Didn't seem to have much more to give at the end, but I think 11-2, you get compensated for that. But obviously the favourite's strong. So.
Very strong. Capulet, yeah.
Yeah, and you can see exactly why. But he should be the best horse in the race, Capulet, really. But yeah, I'll probably have a bet on Orn as well.
Yeah, I think I might as well. And that's our tips done.
Yeah, probably just worth mentioning some cracking racing on Sunday again. Just really recently, racing on Sunday has been brilliant.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got Bath, there's a nice card there. Good sprint involved. Some of the old favourites back. Curtis, Equality, Desert Cop. Might be going Sunday to the race we're off to watch.
Yeah.
Rimmy Hughes, Desperate Heroes. There's loads of nice ones. And also the big race, well, I say big racing, there's nice racing at Carlisle as well on the jumps. So.
Which is surprising, because you don't really get good racing at Carlisle, do you? So,
yeah, some nice racing all over, and there's obviously Leopardstown as well, which I'm sure I'm keeping tabs on, like the River Tiber and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice horse, that River Tiber. See if we can get them to
apparently there's been I can't remember which day it is, but Leopardstown has been quite positive mentions for Ocean of Dreams at Leopardstown. I think it's got a derby entry. So might be worth look out for.
Ocean of Dreams, I'll have a look out for that one, definitely. And that's it, you're looking forward to the weekend? You're looking forward to Kempton?
Yeah, about to watch Liverpool now, so that'll be the first one off, and then there'll be Kempton. About as excited as I can get for an Oliver card, really.
So yeah.
I struggle to get really excited about it, but at least the racing's of good quality, and yeah, we'll go watch that, and then really, just looking forward to Aintree.
Yeah, that's it. Aintree Festival's coming up.
On the horizon.
Yeah, it is. And we'll be there. We'll be there for the Grand National.
Yeah, we'll be there for the National, but I have to find the other days are just as good, really. You've got the Aintree Bold, Liverpool Hurdle, is the... It's
well overlooked, Sefton, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's some nice racing to come from that, really. And yeah, I don't really have much more to say on it. I mean, I can't wait to see the entries, what we've got to look at.
And then that'll be it for the jump season.
Yeah, well, it's just Sandown. No, I don't know. I see all the horses entered for Aintree and I just think, it looks really, really good. And then I just hope they all get declared and they go like Jerry.
The Aintree Bowl looks so good. On paper, it looks so good at the minute. But like you said, Hewick won't run if the heavens open as well as
conflated. Like run now.
No.
There's so many nice horses. I mean, I look forward to the Irish Point, Jerry Colombach. There's loads of nice horses going. I just hope that it keeps to its word of what we've seen on the paper. And
yeah.
We get it, really.
And we see some horses that we didn't see at Charlton.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
Yeah. Cheltenham's long in the memory now, I think.
It is, yeah. It's well in the rearview mirror, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, properly, yeah. You can't even see it now.
Yeah.
I've not even thought about Cheltenham the past 2 weeks. It was weird.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Guineas now, really. That's it.
Yeah, no, that, yeah. Watching City of Troy.
Yeah, well, be nice. The Dante coming up. Dante meeting. There's Chester coming up not that far away. Yeah, it's all coming up, really.
Just hope the weather improves.
Yeah, it's all... Currently, it's just a pain in the arse, really. I mean, it's far from ideal running my horse on the old weather, but you want to be on the turf, but you can't do anything this time of year. There's no way around it. You need to run.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's it, pretty much.
Yeah, we just hope the ground improves, the weather improves, get stuck into these flat meets really coming up for us.
Yeah, exactly. So... Yeah, I think it's where we're going to leave the podcast, I think. It's going to be quite a short and sweet one.
But yeah, compared to last week's where it was
It felt like it dragged on, but this one's gone a bit snappy. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. We'll be back on Monday to talk about our tips. Not many like last week, but we'll see how we get on at
Kempton. Yeah, we'll have a review of Kempton. And
see how your horse gets on as well.
Yeah, then we'll be talking about intrigue.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's coming up. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. Remember, like, subscribe, and fucking booyah.